Deuteronomy 23 through 25. No one who is emasculated or has his male organ cut off may enter the assembly of the Lord. No one of illegitimate birth may enter the assembly of the Lord. None of his descendants, even to the 10th generation, may enter the assembly of the Lord. No Ammonite or Moabite may enter the assembly of the Lord. None of their descendants, even to the 10th generation, may enter the assembly of the Lord. Because they did not meet you with food and water on the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam, the son of Beor, from Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Nevertheless, the Lord your God was unwilling to listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you. You shall never seek their peace or their prosperity all your days. You shall not loathe an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not loathe an Egyptian, because you are a stranger in his land. The sons of the third generation who are born to them may enter the assembly of the Lord. When you go out as an army against your enemies, you shall be on guard against every evil thing. If there is among you any man who is unclean because of a nocturnal emission, then he must go outside the camp. He may not re-enter the camp, but when evening approaches, he shall bathe himself with water, and at sundown he may re-enter the camp. You shall also have a place allocated outside the camp, so that you may go out there to relieve yourself, and you shall have a spade among your tools. And it shall be when you sit down outside, you shall dig with it and turn and cover up your excrement. Since the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to save you and to defeat your enemies before you, your camp must be holy. So he must not see anything indecent among you, or he will turn away from you. You shall not hand over to his master a slave who has escaped from his master to you. He shall live with you in your midst, in the place that he chooses in one of your towns where it pleases him. You shall not mistreat him. None of the daughters of Israel shall be a cult prostitute, nor shall any of the sons of Israel be a cult prostitute. You shall not bring the earnings of a prostitute or the money of a dog into the house of the Lord your God as a payment for any vowed offering, because both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. You are not to charge interest to your countrymen, interest on money, food, or anything that may be loaned on interest. You may charge interest to a foreigner, but to your countrymen you shall not charge interest, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all that you undertake in the land which you are about to enter to possess. When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not delay to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly require it of you, and it will be a sin for you. However, if you refrain from making vows, it will not be a sin for you. You shall be careful and perform what goes out of your lips, since in fact you have vowed a voluntary offering to the Lord your God, whatever you have promised. When you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat grapes until you are satisfied, but you are not to put any in your basket. When you enter your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck the heads of grain with your hand, but you are not to use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain. When a man takes a wife and marries her, and it happens, if she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some indecency in her, that he writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hand, and sends her away from his house, and she leaves his house and goes and becomes another man's wife, and the latter husband turns against her, writes her a certificate of divorce, and puts it in her hand, and sends her away from his house, or if the latter husband, who took her to be his wife, dies, then her former husband, who sent her away, is not allowed to take her again to be his wife, after she has been defiled. For that is an abomination to the Lord, And you shall not bring sin on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. When a man takes a new wife, he is not to go out with the army, nor be assigned any duty. He shall be free at home for 1 year, and shall make his wife whom he has taken happy. No one shall seize a handmill or an upper millstone as a pledge for a loan, since he would be seizing the debtor's means of life as a pledge. If someone is caught kidnapping any of his countrymen of the sons of Israel, and he treats him as merchandise and sells him, then that thief shall die, so you shall eliminate the evil from among you. Be careful about an infestation of leprosy, that you are very attentive, and act in accordance with everything that the Levitical priests teach you, just as I have commanded them. You shall be careful to act. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way as you came out of Egypt. When you make your neighbor a loan of any kind, you shall not enter his house to take his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the person to whom you are making the loan shall bring the pledge outside to you. And if he is a poor man, you shall not sleep with his pledge. When the sun goes down, you shall certainly return the pledge to him, so that he may sleep in his cloak and bless you. And it will be righteousness for you before the Lord your God. You shall not exploit a hired worker who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of your strangers, who are in the land in your towns. You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor, and sets his heart on it, so that he does not cry out against you to the Lord, and it becomes a sin in you. Fathers shall not be put to death for their sons, nor shall sons be put to death for their fathers. Everyone shall be put to death for his own sin alone. You shall not pervert the justice due a stranger or an orphan, nor seize a widow's garment as a pledge. But you are to remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and that the Lord your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I am commanding you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in the field, and forget a sheaf in the field, you are not to go back to get it. It shall belong to the stranger, the orphan, and to the widow, in order that the Lord your God may bless you in the work of your hands. When you beat the olives off your olive tree, you are not to search through the branches again. That shall be left for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore I am commanding you to do this thing. If there is a dispute between people, and they go to court, and the judges decide their case, and they declare the righteous innocent, and pronounce the wicked guilty, then it shall be if the wicked person deserves to be beaten, the judge shall then make him lie down and have him beaten in the presence with the number of lashes according to his wrongful act. He may have him beaten 40 times, but not more, so that he does not have him beaten with many more lashes than these, and that your brother does not become contemptible in your eyes. You shall not muzzle the ox while it is threshing. When your brothers live together, and one of them dies and has no son, the wife of the deceased shall not be married outside the family to a stranger man. Her husband's brother shall have relations with her, and take her to himself as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. It shall then be that the firstborn to whom she gives birth shall assume the name of his father's deceased brother, so that his name will not be wiped out from Israel. But if the man does not desire to take his brother's widow, then his brother's widow shall go up to the gates to the elders, and say, "My husband's brother refuses to establish a name for his brother in Israel. He is not willing to perform the duty of a husband's brother to me." Then the elders of the city shall summon him and speak to him. And if he persists and says, "I do not desire to take her," then his brother's widow shall come up to him in the sight of the elders, and pull his sandal off his foot, and spit in his face, and she shall declare, This is what is done to the man who does not build up his brother's house. And in Israel, his family shall be called by name, the house of him whose sandal was removed. If two men, a man and his countrymen, have a fight with each other, and the wife of one comes up to save her husband from the hand of the one who is hitting him, and she reaches out with her hand and grasps that man's genitals, then you shall cut off her hand. You shall not show pity. You shall not have in your bag differing weights, a large and a small. You shall not in your house have differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a correct and honest weight. You shall have a correct and honest measure, so that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. For everyone who does these things, everyone who acts unjustly, is an abomination to the Lord your God. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you came out of Egypt, how he confronted you on the way, and attacked among you all the stragglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. So it shall come about, when the Lord your God has given you rest from all your surrounding enemies, in the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, that you shall wipe out the mention of the name Amalek from under heaven. You must not forget. Matthew 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet: And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now, when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and kill him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. This happened so that what would be spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled: "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then, when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged, and sent men and killed all the boys who were in Bethlehem, and all its vicinity, who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the regions of Galilee, and came and settled in a city called Nazareth. This happened so that what was spoken through the prophets would be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Ephesians 4. Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were also called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, When he ascended on high, he led captive the captives, and he gave gifts to people. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors, and some as teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, that is, Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So I say this, and affirm in the Lord, that you are to no longer walk just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their minds, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves up to indecent behavior, for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him, and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that, in reference to your former way of life, you are to rid yourselves of the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you are to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Therefore, ridding yourselves of falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, because we are parts of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil an opportunity. The one who steals must no longer steal, but rather he must labor, producing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with the one who has need. Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but if there is any good word for edification according to the need of the moment, say that, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another. Be compassionate and forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Proverbs 1:8-19. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not ignore your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful wreath for your head, and necklaces for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let's lie in wait for blood. Let's ambush the innocent without cause. Let's swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole like those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us. We will all have one money bag. My son, do not walk on the way with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they are quick to shed blood. Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who makes unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors." Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, God. We give thanks. For your name is near. People declare your wondrous works. When I select an appointed time, it is I who judge fairly. The earth and all who inhabit it are unsteady. It is I who have firmly set its pillars. I said to the boastful, "Do not boast," and to the wicked, "Do not lift up the horn." Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with insolent pride. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert, comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, and the wine foams. It is well mixed, and he pours out of this. Certainly all the wicked of the earth must drain and drink its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it forever, and I will sing praises to the God of Jacob, and he will cut off all the horns of the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.